Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the AGM, a production of Goracom, in which we take the time to speak with CEOs right after the annual general meetings to let everybody know who couldn't be there, which is everybody, because nobody shows up to AGMs anymore, how they went. With us, Alan Paul Silverstein, CEO at Imagine AR, trades in Canada, IP, and for friends in the US, IPNFF. AP, welcome back, my friend. You just finished the AGM, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, I first want to welcome you back from Greece because I know you're on vacation. We were going to do this earlier, but it made sense to wait till after the AGM, stay quiet. But yes, it's beyond the AGM, so I just wanted to figure we could touch base now, kind of stay quiet until the AGM was done. And right. Believe it or not, actually, a couple of shareholders did show up. So the reality is it's not nobody, but you had just, I think, two showed up. So there you go.
And when I said that, I mean, physically, people don't show up anymore, right?
Two showed up.
Yeah, well, if two showed up, that's actually good. In the middle of August, that's good. So I'm assuming because we're talking, the vote went as planned, shareholders voted with management. Otherwise, I'd be talking to somebody else right now, right?
Very true. So yeah, all went well, overwhelmingly approved. And at this point, we're rolling up our sleeves now, getting into it and going forward. And that's why I wanted to have the update moment with you is beyond the AGM. And we can trademark that name going forward, beyond the AGM is your new calls. But wanted to give an update just because we've been very quiet purposely and to see, you know, to let people know where we're here and what we're doing as we go forward.
Three topics I want to discuss. Number one, it's almost like a rapid one of those sports shows. Number one. Okay. The Ravens, we know that you've been working on a new SDK with them, a software development kit for them. Where are we at with that? Because I think some of us were expecting opening day for football is like 3 weeks away or so, cup two and a half. Where are we at with the Ravens?
Absolutely. Good question. So initially we had to develop it from scratch, which we did, the new one. It was a major update to everything in the SDK. We got everything done and delivered to the mobile app developer a couple of weeks ago. Along the way, at this point, Android's up and done and tested. We got the last piece left, but it's looking really good that we should be all set for preseason. All the content, the holograms already being edited and finalized as we speak. And this new SDK also has the built-in AR scavenger, which I think is going to be very key. And I can't announce anything at the point, whether it involves sponsors or not and locations, but it'll be exciting to see as we go forward with the Ravens. And that really becomes the keystone account for us for all professional leagues around the world.
Well, and based on that, because I know a lot of people are watching the Ravens, and I know you can't be specific, but I always like to ask this question. Do you have other teams knocking on the door that you're talking to that maybe are waiting for the Ravens update to see where are we at with other teams, generally speaking?
You hit it on the head. I mean, the Ravens has become one because I guess certainly the mobile app developer has over 150 plus teams. There's other teams, again, overseas in discussions, and they're all looking to see it because the Ravens took out for the new update, which is coming up. There's a lot of major updates going in specifically in the NFL league apps, which, again, people will see coming up in the very near term, which were part of the flow when it comes to specific Ravens. But I will say that we're having a lot of discussions, a lot of inbound interest when it comes to specifically integrating AR into mobile app for sport teams in multiple leagues.
Okay, I was about to ask you that. Are we talking just NFL, which would be great, or are we talking about other sports leagues? So you just answered that question. So
absolutely correct.
So fair to say that one way or another, we'll have some indication in the next 3 months about the interest, you know,
Hopefully sooner than that, for sure. But again, the delay has caused everything, again, getting it implemented done. And also when you look at the mobile apps for professional sports teams, they involve a lot of different SDKs. And I think that's what helped, you know, delay it, unfortunately, is you got Ticketmaster, you've got other things in there, e-commerce. So all of them have to work together within the same body of tech. And at the same time, it can't be a bloated tech as well. It's got to be plug and play and turnkey, which is what we built and designed. So that delay definitely slowed down a lot of the sales cycle to date. But at this point, we're waiting for the final notification thumbs up that we should be prepared and ready to go for the opening season with them. And as well as I think that will also help move forward with a lot of the other discussions in the pipelines as we are waiting today.
Yeah, bottom line is we've done our part. Now we just, the Ravens just got to do theirs. We got to wait. What I'm really excited about, and then I'll move on to topic number two, is they just re-signed Lamar Jackson. long-term massive contract. So you know they're going to be active with the augmented reality. So I can't wait to see what they come up
with. And they will be overseas this year too. So let's see what comes out of that. But they will be playing in London in the early season as well.
Can't wait. So I guess they're going to have plans for, I don't know, find Lamar in London or something like that, you know, which would be cool. The next one is at the end of June, you put out a really exciting press release about a binding LOI for a really big real estate project. Where is that at right now? If you could give us any update on where that's at.
That's taken an enormous amount of time, George. I'm glad you brought that up. It's been an enormous amount of time putting together the entertainment center, per se, of what's going to be in the 50,000 square foot center, what the attractions are, what the potential vendor relationships look like. We'll be managing and putting the whole thing together as it goes forward. But we've completed our end of putting together the financial reporting, the expectations, the attractions, all the decks that are going out. Now our partner have Forefront, headed by Chris Eddy. They're out right now pursuing the financing for putting the program together. So we've delivered everything on our end to date, and we're just here to support the discussions as needed. But it's something that's taken an enormous amount of time and energy since we've announced it, because we crystallized it into a specific plan, specific relationships, specific opportunities, specific target date, because we're looking to launch in late 2024 as well. So there's a lot that had to be taken in, researched, and put together into the program as we go out there, and as Chris now is taking the lead in terms of the financing.
And I'm assuming financing, talking to multiple groups, we've got some good expressions of interest, I'm hoping.
Next question.
Hey, I got to ask. Absolutely. And the last question is, it's not news, you haven't talked about in your news or developments, but artificial intelligence obviously is everywhere. Look, Agoracom has integrated, and people are going to start seeing some cool AI stuff from us the next couple of months, 2-3 months, on how we do things. What are you guys doing about AI? And do you even need to do anything about AI? Because if I'm a Greek soccer team and you give me augmented reality, that's already a paradigm shifting tech. Do I need AI on top of it? Or for now, am I just trying to get my head around AR? But nonetheless, where are you at with requests from the market or internally that you want to do with AI? Where are you at with AI?
From our perspective, AR is very mature, right? We've been in it since 2018. We've been involved. We've been doing the holograms, doing programs for years. So from our perspective, it's pretty well out there. It's established, and we know we could deliver it. And with the SDK, I think we're up to our sixth update of it, which is pretty significant. So the technology is very mature and works. It could be counted on and integrated with any type of app. But to teams, and I'll say in the sales pipeline discussions, what we do is quite new and different and unique to a lot of the organizations. They've never seen anything like it from the comments I'm getting. They're looking at new applications they never even imagined could happen with the Imagine AR SDK. So there's a lot of interest, but we're looking at the next level, because we know ChatGPT, which is OpenAI SDK in the Azure platform, we can integrate, and we're ready to bring it to the table. And we know the next generation is going to be the concierge approach of AI, the ability to communicate and interact with a hologram wherever you are, ask questions, get answers, and act upon it. So we are already preparing to expand our market beyond sports into hospitality, as you can see in what we're doing, the LOI potential, and the entertainment vertical by using AI integrated AR. But you're right, AR is really certainly out there as a new and innovative tech that a lot of the organizations are speaking to. We're not aware of the ways we can implement it. They could do quickly, easily, and self-publish, but we're already moving ahead in terms of knowing AI is the next generation we want to integrate, so that we have those built-in AI, AR concierge, and allow to have interactions develop and grow as we go forward. And we see that as a key piece of the entertainment center we discussed. And the entertainment center, which I didn't touch on, in terms of managing it, is that's going to be a direct consumer business opportunity. So that's not going to be a B2B, but rather a revenue opportunity, sure, business opportunity direct to consumer, which allows for more significant margins and profit opportunities and varying inroads of revenue and different channels that we can approach rather than just licensing our tech. So that's why also the AI to AR is going to be very important to us, to allow implementing it into a showpiece like the entertainment center that will be in the South of America, hopefully, as we go forward, and we're optimistic, in late 2024.
So summarizing there, we're ready to go because we're an Azure partner. We're ready to integrate it. We're just waiting for somebody to come along with a use case and say, hey, I want it for Concierge, you want it for Gorecom or Georgecom development or whatever the case, and we're ready to go. But in the meantime, AR is still, even though it's mature for you, the marketplace, we still haven't seen it. It's only now really getting going where we're going to see it when we're shopping, when we're at, at a stadium, favorite sports team. So even though it's mature for you, I think if I had to guess, Alan, not that I'm going to tell you your business, but I think the world first wants its wrap its head around AR first, then say, hey, can you throw AI into it? But you're ready, which is great.
Yeah, and we've had those discussions already with a number of organizations. There's a lot of excitement about it. But again, the feeling is let's get through the AR part, get that up and running success. Let's get fan engagement. Let's sponsored fan engagement activated, proving out an ROI model using AR that we can generate revenue as a team and organization or a league using your tech, and then go into AI to then take that AR ability and deliver it into an interactive sponsored events across the world in the Azure platform and make it self-publishing as well, which is pretty unique.
Well, I know that I'm going to have applications for it. We won't talk about it now, but you and I have kind of touched on it. So I can't wait for when that day comes. But in the meantime, buddy, congratulations on yet another successful AGM. It's amazing. I'm going to throw this out there too, that what you hear on the message boards is the griping, but then when the actual votes come in, I don't know the vote count yet, but obviously you're here, so you got a big majority. It's just great to see that the shareholders are behind you. They believe in you, and they see us bubbling up now with all the, you know, the deals come forth, Ravens, this LOI, and I can't wait to see what you deliver the next 12 months of your reign until the next AGM.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting. I thank the shareholders. Again, we didn't want to announce anything prior to the AGM. And additionally, we delayed on the SDK because we have created something in this SDK that's never been done before, including a self-publishing AR scavenger hunt that could be implemented within an hour anywhere in the world using assets. So there's a lot of turnkey drop-in opportunity of integration that's never been done, and that delayed us. But we're looking forward to the season and getting our, I feel we're in the red zone of success. And we
just like that
over the goal line.
I like that for a non-NFL guy. You sure?
I'm learning.
In red zone right there. Really nice.
There you go. I crossed over from what little I know in the hockey side to go into the red zone, but absolutely sure. And I appreciate George, and thank you for taking us as one of your first interviews back from Greece. Look forward to speaking to you again in the very near term.
Hey, Pete, thanks for giving us something right here in the middle of the latter days of August. Everyone's focused on barbecue and beer and swimming pools until they get back. Nice update. Can't wait to have you back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Take care. And again, thank you for the shareholders. Look forward to really digging in and getting the real results and real revenue as we go forward.
Thanks for joining us on Beyond the AGM, guys. Have a great day. Have a great remaining summer. We'll see you back with AP sometime, I'm assuming, next 2, 3, 4 weeks. Until then, thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap podcast.